Good evening.
Good evening.
It's great to be with you this evening. I appreciate your presence here so that we can study God's Word together. I wanted to remind you once again, Vacation Bible School meeting, that will be March 27th. Remember, that is a change from normal. That's on a Wednesday night instead of a Sunday. The VBS kit finally came in, but it came in Thursday, which was a day too late for me to try to get a meeting up for today. And of course, next week, as I've already mentioned, I'm not going to be here. Someone asked who was going to be speaking, which we've got a lot of capable people that can do that. Stephen is going to be preaching Sunday morning, and then Shannon will be preaching Sunday night. And so I appreciate their willingness to fill in. And then the next Sunday is Easter, which is not a good day to have a VBS meeting. And so instead of waiting 3 weeks, I decided we'll just throw it on a Wednesday night. And so not this coming Wednesday night, but a week from this Wednesday, March 27th, 6:30, we'll have a meeting for that. As I mentioned this morning, we need lots of hands to make VBS work. And so if you're willing to help out, please come to that meeting. You might think to yourself, well, I can't teach. Sure you can. You can help. You can make it happen. And so please come out to that meeting so that we have plenty of people to fill all the spots that we have. Friday, I went and met with an attorney on some stuff with Dad's estate. And then after that, I went to the house. My mother chronicled my life in boxes, y'all. I opened 17 boxes. And I don't mean boxes. I mean boxes of just stuff from my childhood on. I think every Little League T-ball uniform I ever wore, those were in there. I found my 8th grade football jersey was in there. Everything. Everything was in these boxes. As I went to pick up the kids, because I left from there to come straight back to Alamo to pick up the kids, I had 4 huge bags of stuff for the garbage can. And then I had 1 plastic tote that I had bought this one tote, and I said, what I keep has to fit in this tote. And if it won't fit in this tote, then it's not being kept. And Reagan asked me as I got in the car what the deal with the tote was, and I explained to her that that's the stuff I'm keeping. And I explained to her how much stuff there was, and she said, that's all you're keeping? I said, sweetie, one day I'm going to die, and you're going to have to deal with the stuff that I've left that was mine. She looked at me and she said, you know what, Dad, I think one tote's a good idea. Tonight we come to the topic of diligence. Diligence is defined as a persevering determination to perform a task. Friends, if we're going to be faithful as Christians, if we're going to be successful in living a life for God, it is going to take diligence. It's going to take a persevering determination for us to remain faithful. We have to be willing to work hard to reach the goals that we set as Christians and to reach that goal of eternal life in heaven. Concerning diligence, Leroy Brownlow, and if that name doesn't sound familiar with you, then you might know his book, Why I'm a Member of the Church of Christ, which is an older book that has stood the test of time. But he made this statement. He said, diligence is that industrious trait which is always attentive, active, which stands opposed to indifference, carelessness, and laziness. You know, as you think about problems that plague the church, I would suggest to you those last 3 words in that statement by him are 3 big ones. Indifference, carelessness, and laziness. Friends, those are issues that plague the church. But diligence stands in opposition to those things. The comparison between diligence and carelessness is illustrated probably best by that story about the tortoise and the hare. You remember the hare, the rabbit, he was a very swift animal. And when he went on that race, he would run for a while and then he'd lay down to rest and relax. Because what did he think? Hey, this race is mine. There is no way possible that that turtle over there can beat me. But the tortoise was a very slow animal. But he possessed this characteristic of diligence. He continued to put one foot in front of the other and continued to march alone. The tortoise constantly moving towards the finish line, never giving up, continuously working to reach that goal. And of course, you remember the end of the story. His hard work, his determination, his diligence resulted in victory. Those who give diligence, those who are determined to work hard, are those who will be rewarded. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. As we think about this idea of being diligent, three things that we want to notice tonight, three areas where we need to give diligence. Number one tonight, we need to give diligence to guarantee. We need to give diligence to guarantee. And here we're talking about our salvation. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10, Peter says, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fail. Peter says that we're to give diligence. We're to work hard to make sure that our calling and election is sure. But what is he saying? To make sure that we're living in a saved condition. To make sure that we're right with God. Well, how do we do that? Well, first off, I would suggest to you that we study. If we're going to make sure that we're saved, we're going to make that calling and election sure, the first thing that we need to do is we need to study to be confident that what we did is what God asked us to do. We live in a world where there's a lot of religious ideas out there. And there are a lot of people who have been told, well, if you just do this over here, then you're going to be good with God. The problem with that is what they've been told over here is not what it says right here. And that's an issue. Because that means a person thinks that they're good, when really they're not. That's why Peter says this, to give diligence, to make sure that we're saved. And the first thing we need to do in order to find that out is we need to study. When we study our Bibles, we find the things that are needed in order for us to become a Christian. We find that in order to become a Christian, we have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We find out that we need to repent. We need to turn from our sins. We find out that we need to confess that belief before man. And that we need to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of our sins. Now we could spend the rest of the night looking at passages and noticing all that. But if we'll study, we'll find that out. That's what you and I need to do. And so after we study and we find what it is that we need to do, the second thing that we need to do is we need to obey. It's not enough just to know it. We have to do it. We've used this example before, but you know, I can go to the doctor and get a prescription for a cold. Whatever sickness, whatever illness I'm dealing with, they give me some medicine. I can go and I can pick up that prescription. And I can sit on the counter for the next 7 days just stare at it. And you know what? It's not going to do me a bit of good. I mean, I can read the prescription on there. I see what I need to do with it. But if I don't open that bottle, if I don't take that medicine that's prescribed, it's not going to benefit me, is it? Same thing with this word, friends. I can know it from cover to cover. But if I'm not doing what God has said, if I'm not being obedient to what I'm reading, then friends, I'm doing myself no good. How do I give diligence to guarantee? Well, first off, I study. I find out what it is that I need to do to become a child of God. And then once I find that out, I obey. I do those things that I've studied. And then third, I study some more. Because becoming a Christian, friends, that's just the start. There's a term that's used in the Bible to describe those who were to follow Jesus. And that term was disciple. And I like that term. Because the term, for some reason, sometimes the term Christian, we turn it into a title. But the term disciple was a description. It described individuals that were a follower of someone. And so those individuals that were disciples of Christ, they were followers of Christ. In fact, as Jesus is giving the Great Commission in Matthew 28, you remember that he told them to go out and to make disciples of all the nations. And then the next two statements that are made are how you make disciples. If you look at the construction in the Greek, you have the imperative statement there, make disciples of all the nations. And then you have two clauses after that that describe how you do the imperative. How do we make disciples? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then we forget the second one. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Friends, discipleship is a lifelong process. It never stops. If we are going to give diligence to guarantee, we need to study, we need to obey, we need to study some more, and then guess what? We need to obey some more. You know, there are things, I responded to the gospel at the age of 12. You know, there are things at 43 that I didn't know when I was 12. Can you believe that? I know that's shocking to you. Because as time, look, there are things 10 years ago that I understand differently now than I did 10 years ago. Because as we study, we grow and we see things that we haven't seen before. And as we see things that don't match up, then we change those things. Friends, we can guarantee our salvation if we will be diligent, if we will study and obey. Number two tonight, we need to give diligence to grow. We need to give diligence to grow. Still in the book of 2 Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, Peter says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. With virtue, knowledge. With knowledge, with self-control. Self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness. And godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, depending on what translation you're reading from, you might not see the word diligence there, but it's right there in the beginning. For this very reason, make every effort. That's the one Greek word that is translated diligence in other places. Make every effort. Once we become a Christian, we must give diligence to grow as a Christian. And Peter here gives us a prescription of how we can do that. By adding these things to our life. To supplement our faith, he says, add virtue. The word virtue here means courage. It takes courage to live the Christian life, does it not? There are times that we're going to have to stand sometimes against a multitude. Now recognize we're not standing alone. But it still takes courage. To that courage we add knowledge. You know, courage is good, but courage needs to be pointed in the right direction sometimes. That's where knowledge comes in. To that knowledge, self-control. A knowledge of God's Word is important. But you know, knowledge of God's Word can also be used improperly. Instead of something that's being used to encourage people to follow God, it can be used as a stick to beat people over the head with. And so that knowledge must be controlled. To that we add the quality of steadfastness, perseverance, patience, translated a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's going to be hard. And so we need this quality, so we keep putting one foot in front of the other. To that he says, add godliness. To act in a godly manner. to be God-like, not God-like as in we're deity, but as when we're trying to exhibit attributes of our Heavenly Father. To that brotherly affection, brotherly kindness, a genuine concern for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And then, of course, to that, we add love. Love is found in so many different lists, y'all. Because it's the glue that ties it all together. As we work to add these things into our life, then we're giving diligence to grow. Third and finally tonight, we need to give diligence to guard. We need to give diligence to guard. We leave the book of 2 Peter and we go to the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, Solomon writes, "Keep your heart with all vigilance." There's our word right there. "For from it flow the springs of life." Keep, the word keep there means to guard. Literally, could be translated, above all keeping, keep the heart. In other words, yes, there's a lot of things that we need to give diligence to guard, but above all, Solomon says, guard the heart. Now, what is the heart? Well, you know, I know that we're not talking about the physical heart here. We're talking about the mind. We're to guard our minds. We're to be mindful of the things that we're letting in, because the things that we let in are the things that we'll let out. He says, from our mind flow the springs of life. The different issues of life that we deal with, those things come from within. The things that enter our mind become thoughts. And friends, thoughts become actions. And our actions become our character. And by our character, one day we will be judged. That's why it's so important to be mindful of the things that we're letting in, because eventually those are the things that will come out. When we guard our minds, we are in essence guarding our souls. And that's why Solomon says to give diligence to guarding our heart. I want everyone to go to heaven. Each and every one of us. But friends, for that to happen, we have to become Christians through obedience, and then we have to give diligence to remain faithful. So let me ask you, where are you this evening? Which road are you traveling down? Friends, is it the road that leads to heaven? If it's not, tonight is the night to make a change. Maybe for you that means becoming a Christian for the very first time, by putting Christ on in baptism. Maybe for you it means you've done that, but you've turned away from it, and you realize tonight, you know what? I've got to make a change. Friend, don't put it off. Make every effort. Give diligence. Right now, as together we stand and sing.